This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Another point that he makes in it, Javi D, Andre Hall, Kim Porter, these were all people that died under circumstances, young ages, raising questions about their connections to Diddy, all people that were there at Uptown Records at the very beginning, five of them, and now only Diddy and Al B are still standing. You know, life happens, people die, but I know there's certainly room for questions now that we know far more about Diddy than we did in the past. Another big allegation that is made in the documentary, and it doesn't go into great detail about it. In fact, for the promotion of this being such a big piece of the case, I was surprised how little was actually talked about. But there's allegations from people that grew up around Diddy, like in the same house as Diddy, that his mom, Janice, would have pretty raucous parties as Diddy was a young child. Parties where there was lots of drinking, lots of drugs, lots of prostitutes, pimps. Allegations that Janice even had a little group of women that she would bring in to help keep Diddy and his friends happy in a sexual way. If these allegations are true, what are we talking about here? I mean, you have a lot of people who could testify to it. Are we talking about statute of limitations that would be gone at this point for a parent exposing children or minors to such environments? Are these just going to remain allegations and more evidence as to what made Diddy?
Well, one thing we might be talking about is these sound very much like freak-offs. These sound like the sex parties that Diddy was having as he grew into adulthood. So it's sort of eerie, the parallel between these accusations against his mother when Diddy was a child and what we're seeing now. In terms of statute of limitations, the types of charges that could be brought for that are like contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And those are all usually misdemeanors or low level felonies. Usually they have a statute of limitations around like between 4 and 10 years or so. This happened decades ago. So could there be any criminal responsibility if those things did occur? I think it's unlikely.
Yeah, I would probably agree with you on that. I mean, it's one of those things where it kind of makes you understand the recipe a little bit better of what makes up Diddy. Doesn't excuse anything by any means. I mean, he's a 50-some-year-old man, so should know better, even if that is what you were brought up around. But yeah, I mean, it's like echoes of just repeating the past in a very dark way. If this was normal to you, he obviously, if the allegations are true, just continued doing what he was doing. We've seen cases like this where abuse that occurred with a minor or exposure to things almost used as a defense sometimes for like, look, this is what he was brought up and how would you expect him to be any different? Not that that would really hold a whole lot of water here. It's typically done when the minors are still relatively minors, but do you think that any of that will be brought up in this case? Diddy's attorneys are already saying that, yeah, look, the freak-offs happened, but there was no involvement with minors. This is all consenting adults. You're going after consensual adults doing what they want to do.
You know, I think Diddy's alleged exposure to explicit sexual activity when he was a minor might be used, but not in the way that some people think. I think it might be used by Diddy's team. I think it might be used to try to explain, like, hey, this is how this kind of thing comes about. And although they're going to argue he wasn't engaging in any criminal activity, if you think, jury, that this is sort of untoward stuff, well, gosh, he was 7 when his mom exposed him to it. It's not his fault. I think that that's the direction they're going to go. It's a similar direction that was presented in R. Kelly's sentencing when he alleged that he was exposed to sexual contact at an early age, and that contributed to what happened in his case.
Does a jury have any sympathy for something like that, especially on a level like this? I mean, this, I mean, just gross exploitation. This isn't a case of one person carries on this. I mean, not that that makes it any better, but in some sort of isolated way. But this is just, I mean, it's basically, you know, full blown prostitution at a level, if not even, you know, even worse than that, of trafficking, which is what he's accused of.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it's certainly not a statutory defense. It's not something where the law says, hey, if you were abused as a kid, you get to have weird course of sex parties as an adult. But on the other hand, you know, do juries want to know the full picture? Do they want to know influences for a person's conduct? Can those things affect how certain jurors see things? Sure. I don't think the majority of jurors would be overly moved to side with Diddy or anything, but there could be an impact.
The fact that the attorneys for Diddy have come out and flat out said that yeah, you know, in these videos, it's all adults. So they're recognizing the freak-offs happened. They're recognizing adults were engaging in consensual sexual activity. Now they're going to have to prove that these adults in the video were, number one, adults, and then number two, that they weren't drugged, that they weren't coerced, when you have a lot of them saying they were drugged and coerced in the actual videos. I guess, you know, I don't know how you actually prove that they were drugged and coerced other than a lot of them in volume saying that they were, and you know, maybe finding more evidence in the house. There was the hundreds of bottles of baby oil that were there that some are claiming were drugged as well.
Yeah, so my understanding of what happened is Diddy's defense team went and viewed 9 or so videos of these freak-offs, and they depict what they depict. And, you know, you can't get out of that, really. And so they kind of had to own up to, yes, this is a raucous sex party, but these people don't look like they're being coerced. Now, the question remains, can you view a video and tell whether someone is acting of their own free will, especially if that person is under the influence of intoxicants? I'm not sure you can.
Yeah, I don't think you can either. I mean, that's been a big thing that's been, you know, argued in the porn industry and such as well, of coercion and people doing things that they didn't agree to do to. And that industry has had a kind of a reconciling of that sort of behavior. And we're talking about things that were going on here well before that reconciling even happened. We're talking things that were never meant for public consumption. These were meant strictly for Diddy's own enjoyment. Yeah, I mean, how do you argue that? How do you prove that these people were not coerced or under the influence of something just by looking at the video? I don't know. I don't know that you really can, or how you can argue that.
You know, it's tough. I read the letter that Diddy's team recently filed in the federal case this week, I believe. And what, you know, their observations, the way they characterize them, is that the participants were appeared to be completely in control, appeared to be like having a dominant presence, and also appeared to be enjoying it. Now, that's just one person looking at a video, and that's just their subjective opinion. And I think it sort of is a little bit too undercomplicated, especially when we talk about the nature of the allegations and the factors allegedly involved.
I've been around people who were on drugs, who have been drinking, that looked very competent and looked like they were very much enjoying what they were doing. It doesn't mean they necessarily were the next day when they looked back on it. And especially if the allegations are true of consuming drugs or some sort of alcohol or something that impaired judgment without their knowledge. And I think that's a big piece of this, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. That goes directly to the charge against Diddy in the federal criminal case of sexual assault by force or coercion. So there are allegations of physical threats, but there are also allegations that he just overcame their will kind of by deception, by drugging them without their knowledge. And so, you know, even if a person looks like they're having a decent time, if they were given a substance against their will and without their knowledge that overcame their ability to make decisions, decisions in a clear fashion.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.